Poll: Donald Trump outperforms Joe Biden on jobs, economy, crime. By Hannah Blow on August 4, 2022. President Joe Biden's job approval on a series of categories, including jobs and the economy, is significantly lower than former President Donald Trump's ratings before leaving office, a recent Harvard-Harris survey reveals. Biden's overall approval rating remains low, hanging at 38%, according to the survey. That reflects a 24% drop from the 62% approval he saw in June 2021. It has been over a year since Biden has seen an approval rating above 50% in this particular survey. The president fails to perform much better on individual issues. In fact, he does not have a positive approval on any issue, scoring highest on the Chinese coronavirus, but only garnering 48% support, less than a majority. For instance, Biden now has a 36% approval on the economy. That is far worse than the 56% approval Trump saw in January 2021, prior to leaving office. This trend continues for the vast majority of issues. Stimulating jobs. Trump January 2021, 58% approve. Biden July 2022, 41% approve. Fighting terrorism. Trump January 2021, 55% approve. Biden July 2022, 41% approve. Immigration. Trump January 2021, 52% approve. Biden July 2022, 39% approve. Foreign affairs. Trump January 2021, 52% approve. Biden July 2022, 39% approve. Administering the government. Trump January 2021, 49% approve. Biden July 2022, 41% approve. The only issue Biden has consistently beat Trump on in this survey is reacting to the coronavirus, and even so, Biden's approval is dropping, as just 48% now approve of his handling, down from a high of 71% in March 2021. Trump's approval on the coronavirus was 47% in January 2021. Additionally, just 38% approve of Biden's handling of crime and violence in the country, down from 56% in June 2021, and just 33% approve of his handling of inflation, which remains at a 41-year high. The survey was taken July 27 to 28, 2022, among 1,885 registered voters and comes months ahead of the midterm elections, as Democrats desperately hope to hang on to a majority in the House and Senate.